Every American citizen 18 and older, with few exceptions, is eligible to take part in elections. In a 2008 U.S. presidential contest, 63.6% of those eligible to vote did so. And that decision process began with voter registration. The United States differs from many countries in that the national government does not regulate elections. While the right to vote is guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, and the minimum age of 18 is set by federal law, the 50 U.S. states set the registration rules. In some states, one can register to vote on the same day as the election. In other states, registration closes 15 or 30 days or some other limit before the election. States also have various rules regarding residency, which affects whether someone can register there. The two major U.S. parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, work to expand their size and influence through voter registration. Democratic Party official Ina Taylor in the mid-Atlantic state of Maryland says finding new people is as important as mobilizing the party regulars on election day.
It's crucial for us to get out to everybody and get them registered and lined up ready to vote.
Maryland Republican official Fred Fleischman says registration is an essential part of gaining and holding political power for both major U.S. parties.
The state of Maryland being the minority party, it's very critical for us to register as many voters so we can have enough muscle so that we can compete on an even playing field with the other party.
In some states, voters register as a member of a given political party. In others, they do not. But people in every state can also register as independents. In some states, party affiliation is required to take part in preliminary elections called primaries that determine each party's candidate in the general election. But in other states, independents can take part as well. Voter registration is also promoted by groups such as racial and ethnic minorities. This is to help ensure that elected officials know their concerns and respond to them. In the Midwestern state of Ohio, newly registered voter Zebediah Daniels.
It's so important, well, especially me being an African American. I feel like, you know, our people fought for this, and it's very important that I get out and continue to vote because it's such a rich privilege.
A federal law passed in 1995 allows people getting a driver's license to also register to vote at the same time. And a handful of states now permit voters to register via the Internet. Proponents say it is yet another way to increase participation in the election process that makes the United States a democratic nation. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.